You are listening to Metro.
Thanksgiving week, kind of a weird week, but on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, Dom Herrera is going to be at Helium Comedy Club. Tickets and all the info right now at heliumcomedy.com. And in the studio right now is Dom Herrera. How are you, man?
Hey, whoa. How'd you get him? He's a pretty big shot.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, man?
Very well, my friend. Very well. I just read in the New York Post, and there was a suicide committed a couple hours after a guy was married. Can you imagine?
He had just gotten married,
and he jumped off the bridge into the Harlem River. That must have been one nagging woman.
Did he do it?
I can't take it anymore.
At the reception?
No, they were, I guess.
Because maybe it was just the cha-cha slide. And right. He was like, I can't stand this song.
It's true.
I'm over. I'm done.
Could have been that or Habanagila.
Where are you living right now?
In Hollywood Hills with my real friends, other celebrities.
When was the last time you were living here?
Living here?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. 1980? Like actually living here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was before I started doing stand-up.
But you still make it back at least once or twice a year,
I'm always
right?
here. Yeah. I love Philly. You kidding?
I watched you the other day on the 10 show with Bill Henley.
Boy, do you got time on your hands.
Yeah, look, I don't get a lot going on. But I watched the 10 show, and it just felt... That show, you tell me, because I know you do it every time that you come through here.
I love doing it.
Do you?
Well, because the audience is so bad, it makes me laugh.
Well, my initial thought...
And they're not even in front of you. They're side. They have to turn their head sideways. And there was the one that cracked me up was the guy falling asleep. I really think that he was just somebody looking for a place to sit down, didn't know anything about the show, couldn't care less about what we were saying. Did it bother you? It made you uncomfortable?
I don't know. My thought always when I watch the 10 show, and let me say this. I like Bill Henley a lot, and Bill Henley's been around forever. But that show, I'm always like, which local high school taught NBC into letting them produce this program? Because it just feels like everything's kind of oddly put together. And like it's like Dom Herrera, but we don't know what exactly we're going to ask Dom Herrera. And the audience is being all weird with Dom Herrera. And then someone's waiting for Barney over at some other location.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll cut to that in a little bit.
That was the exciting part of the show.
Yeah, and it's like I felt like a lot of the interview was, all right, let's get through this Dom Herrera thing so we can get some cooking tips. Please, let's hurry up. Let's get through it.
I don't think a lot of people watch the 10 show for comedy.
No,
honey, I wonder if they have a comedian on today.
Look, maybe that's what you should do is you should start learning how to cook a few other things, add that to your repertoire, and then you can be the one-stop shop for these.
I don't take them too seriously, you know, as far as like, to me it's like a hilarious, like some shows are so good, you know, some of these radio shows, you know, this is a very good town for radio, and they're good, and they really know what to do, how to keep the energy up. I love the fact that they're a little bit scattered on the 10 show.
Right.
And that the audience, like I said, they just look like a bunch of people that walked in from, what was that movie, the one with Jack Nicholson and they were all in the insane asylum.
Oh, with One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah, that's what it looks like, One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest.
Maybe.
The cast.
There's some weird mental ward going on down the hall at NBC 10.
I think
10
so. I don't know where they get these people.
Can I ask you, Dom Herrera is here right now.
You don't even have to ask me if you're going to ask me. Just shoot right to the question.
I'm going to. He's going to be here at Helium Comedy Club Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. You can get tickets and details right now at heliumcomedy.com. The last time you lived here, you said, was like 1980. I'm 28, so born in 83.
I'm your father, by the way.
I know. And
that's why I came here. I love you, son. I'm sorry if I neglected you.
Where the money's been all these years.
That's what I have in the car, if you'll just walk me to the car.
I'm wearing a raggedy hoodie, and I could be...
yeah, but you're on the radio. It doesn't matter.
I know.
I don't even have pants on. I can't talk with pants on the radio.
What's the biggest thing about Philly that's changed over that, God, what, 30 years? What's the biggest thing that you notice that's different now when you come back here than it was back then?
Many more Swedish and Danish neighborhoods.
Really?
It seems to have gotten really white in this town. You know, actually, the biggest change in Philly, I think, probably is the restaurants. the restaurants and the tourism, it's, you know, I don't know, maybe people used to come and see the Liberty Bell and all that, but the people actually come here because they have good restaurants now. And
yeah, they stepped it up a lot.
They stepped it up, yeah.
I mean, you got Steven Starr now, who owns 37 of them. And then
does he? Really?
Garces has a bunch of them, too. It's trying to become known for that. And I think just in general, in the past 10 years, it just feels like, feels like it's now like a touristy spot. Like, it never felt like
that
before.
People, you know, it's weird you say that, because I know people from New York who come for the weekend in Philly, and I'm not used to that. You know, I'm going, you come to Philly for the weekend? Usually people go away from Philly for the weekend.
Yeah, to do what? What are you doing there?
I love the city.
No, you and me both. But it has definitely been a thing within the past 10 years that, I think it was, we talked to Michael Nutter a couple weeks ago, and he was saying that, but I forget which travel...
Sorry.
Really? With the phone ringing? Is that what we're doing?
No,
take it.
No, I can't.
Come on, Dad. You've walked down on me this whole time. You might as well take the phone call.
No, I forgot. So it's my iPhone. It controls me.
It's okay.
It does whatever it wants.
But what I was saying is that they...
hold on. I just want to text somebody.
Yep. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you have two phones over there?
Yes. In case I lose one, I call the other one. I actually have three phones.
Why do you have three phones?
Hey, that's my business.
Yeah?
I got to make a living, you know what I mean, kid?
Oh, Dad, there's so much I don't know about you.
Johnny, tonight we're going to take a shower. You know, maybe a little horseplay will be involved.
We're talking about that.
What the hell's horseplay? What a sick... Ugh.
I want to get towels printed up that say horseplay on it.
Snapping
that you just go
towels at each other. Oh, yeah,
it's fine. It's horseplay.
It's fun. The kid's sliding around, you know, like any other guy. Slightly, having some 10-year-old kid in the shower at 10 o'clock at night at a university, normal.
Is that just the most ridiculous story that you've ever heard?
And now, it's pathetic.
The new thing is that I guess a former guy from the FBI is in here and he's investigating and he's a part of it.
The FBI guy's a part of it?
Yeah, now they got the FBI involved.
But he's part of the investigation or part of the...
No, he didn't horseplay.
Right.
He's investigating the horseplay.
Horseplay, huh? Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Do you think I feel like with Joe Paterno now at this point, I hope he really knows that he's fired. He looks like he's at that age where he's not even really sure. Like, they should really write it down for him and make sure that he's aware of
everything. I like when he said, you know, don't worry about me. I'll retire at the end of the year. Like, he had a choice.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You know, go on with your business.
Well, he came out and spoke to the students after they fired him, and he goes, well, you know, I think it's done for me. I got a phone call that I think I'm done. But
you think, Joe?
No, it's done. But he's reminds me of in Seinfeld where Uncle Leo, where he was so old that he would just go and steal stuff, and he'd say, I'm old, I'm confused, I don't know where I am. And I feel like that's really the Paterno defense at this point.
What is he, 87?
I guess so.
Yeah, we had a bad week. You know, when you have a bad week, when the best news you get is you have treatable lung cancer.
Yes, I got
good news and bad news for you, Joe.
Dom Herrera, Helium Comedy Club, going to be there Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And then what, back to L.A.?
I got to go back to L.A. for Monday Night Football with the boys.
Okay.
No horseplays involved.
No. No towel snapping?
No towel snapping. Then I come back here to New York, actually, for a corporate date. And then I'm out in L.A. for a couple weeks, which is nice.
So what are you going to do for Thanksgiving with that day in between? They have turkey for you at Helium?
No, I'm just going to go I'm in my hotel room, have a Thanksgiving dinner room service.
By yourself?
No, I'm going to get a whore.
Okay. Just one?
Just one.
It's
just
a family day.
Not even going to do anything.
Eat a bunch.
Not going to do anything illegal. I'm just going to give her $300.
Eat turkey?
If she's hungry. No, I'm going to... My family's all here.
Yeah.
So we're going to go out to a restaurant for our first meal and then go back to my cousin Susan's for our feeding, our after-dinner meal.
Cool. Well,
how about you? What are you doing?
I'm actually going to upstate New York. My family's all in upstate New
York.
So, they're in a little town called Sydney, which is about a half hour right outside of Oneonta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's way
when
up
Oneonta
there.
Is your closest town.
Yeah, when that's your your marker point, you know, things have gone south.
I like it up there. I like Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester's nice. Right around that area. Cobiscio, Rochester, that's the whole upstate New York scene.
The Bills fans, huh?
I feel bad for you, though. I want to come eat turkey in your hotel room with a whore.
That'd be a funny image, wouldn't it?
Just
this big black girl with a blonde wig named Taffy.
Just eating turkey.
Hey, Taffy, you going to finish that white meat? Yeah, baby, you can do what you want, baby. I love you.
I'm staying far, far out
of
that
one. Love you for another 10 minutes.
Dom Herrera, Helium Comedy Club, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
More
check
comedy
out.
Like this.
Yes. This
don't
kind
worry
of,
about me. I'm not that guy that you laugh out loud. You don't be upset. You can eat and go right to the show.
If you like whores and turkey, check out Dom Herrera at Helium Comedy Club. It's heliumcomedy.com. Thanks for taking a few
Thank
moments
you.
To stop by, man.
Appreciate
Enjoy.
It.
You are listening to Metro.